pasuk in Mishle, Perek Yud, I believe, pasuk Chofches, Tucheles Tzadikim Simcha. Tucheles is a lotion of hoping and awaiting of the Tzadikim is happiness. V'tikvas Rishoim Toived. And the hope of Rishoim is some form of will be destroyed, is destroyed, will cause some destruction. We'll see. Tucheles Tzadikim Simcha. So Rabbeinu Yoina writes as follows. Hinei kosuv b'inyan hataivus le'oisha ve'lekovid. Tucheles mumushocho machalas. I think it's machalas. Machalalev. He says, an ongoing awaiting, hope. I'm hoping, I'm waiting for something to happen. And it keeps not happening. Causes a weak heart, causes sickness in the heart. Like a person can get sick in his heart from this disappointed or frustrated process of waiting, awaiting, 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 and nothing happens. Ach teicheles hatzadikim einena machlas lev. But the hoping and the awaiting of the tzadikim is not does not bring machlas lev. It doesn't get a person sick. Rather, what? He says, "Ki sosa in v'simcha yimtzabo." He'll find happiness in this waiting, in this anticipation, in this hoping, in this constantly waiting and waiting and waiting for it to happen. He's going to find simcha and sosa v'simcha. Mipnei ki tochaltom loy al koychom ve'oitzem yodom, because what he's awaiting for is not going to come in his mind through his koyach, through his strength, through the strength of his hands. V'lo albinosom yishanu, and he's not relying on his own wisdom. In other words, the tzaddik is hoping, he's waiting, and it seems he's waiting for oishav kovod, the same taiva, the same awaiting, but he's in a different matzav. He's not relying on himself to do it. He's not thinking his wisdom is going to bring it about. It's not going to be the strength that he has that's going to bring it about. But it's rather he's ki al rachmei Hashem Yisborach. He's relying, he's awaiting for Hashem's mercy, and that's the focus of his awaiting for the desired results, which seem to be contrasted to the results of the Rosha, which are the same thing. He's waiting for, he has taivas oishav kovid, but he is not thinking he's going to bring it about with his own wisdom, not with his own strength, but he's relying on the rachmi d'shmaya. V'chein k'siv yivtach el Hashem b'chol libcho v'al binoscho al tishoin. Trust Hashem with all your heart. Don't rely on your own wisdom. If you rely on your own wisdom, it's not the same thing. You're going to be disappointed, or we'll see what he says. He says, they won't worry about the ongoing tocheles. It's happening. Sam, I'm waiting. It still didn't happen yet. Ki einom doyagim lemiut ha'oisher. They're not worried about the miut ha'oisher. Kakosuf toiv me'at b'yiras Hashem. Even a little bit, when he has Yiras Hashem, he's not worried about the Oisha. Ach simcho yasigun min ha-toicheles al kol ponim. He will derive happiness from this awaiting. Ki heim smeichim b'chol eis al asher hisigu laroich toichaltom leilukim. Because they're happy at all times, all the time, that he was able to achieve this ability to rely and to count and to await directly from Hashem, velosum tikvosum lachastoy, and to put his hope towards the chesed Hashem, v'chol mashenim sheches umis acher tochaltum. I think it mis acheres. Oh, that's a reish. It's and that which with the tocheles is nimshach. It's more and more because it hasn't happened yet, and it's delaying, and I'm still waiting. I'm still anticipating. Waiting. Hey, mis angim alo avoida asher yavdu nesedikim. They are rejoicing on this avoida Hashem that they're doing b'tocheles ubebitochin, with this hope and reliance and trust on Hashem, on his rachamim, rather than on my own wisdom, my own strength. So he's rejoicing in that avoidah that he is in that matzav. So it seems over here something I think which is very, very interesting. Poshit, that I always knew of two types of people. There's the Vani Bachastecho Botachti, Yogeli Bibishua Secho. I have trust in Hashem's chesed. And as the Meforshim say, because of that trust, I'm now rejoicing in the chesed. Because the trust makes me feel that the chesed is on its way. It's coming. I'm rejoicing in the chesed even before it comes. I know it's coming. I'm confident it's coming. I'm waiting, let's say, for the Oish of a Kovod. And I'm rejoicing now as if I had the Oish of a Kovod, because the deal is done. It's signed, sealed. It's in the bag. It's going to happen. And therefore, I can rejoice in it now, even prior to its taking effect. That's one level. Then there are others that they couldn't care less about these things. They're tzaddikim, that they're not looking for Oishev HaKovod, they're not looking for anything in this world. They have this relationship with Hashem, and that's all that matters to me. Everything is about Olam Habo, everything is about Devekus Hashem. This world doesn't mean anything to me. And that's my level of connection to Hashem, and that's a different type of bitochon. Chesed o mishpat o shiro. It makes no difference what you give me. The Gemara says, al chesed o shiro, al mishpat o shiro. I can say halal for the good, I can say halal for the bad. It's all the same thing to me, because I'm way above all of these, this prisus and this world. Here, it seems that we're talking about something else. We're talking about a situation where the contrast between the Rosha means, in other words, he is Tocheles Mushecho Machlas Lev, but Tocheles HaTzadikim is not Machlas Lev, means that they're both waiting the same thing. Here, this tzaddik that we're talking about, he wants Oish of a Kovod. Maybe he wants it in a good oifen. Maybe he wants to do good things with his money. Maybe he wants, if he'll get covered, and then people will respect him, he'll be able to be mashpia on them, whatever it may be. But he wants the desired result. And all he has is this techeles memushechet. He's, again, I'm waiting, and I haven't given up. And he does not, the hanor that he has, the Rabbeinu Yonah says, is not from the fact that since I am confident, I'm waiting and I refuse to give up, that I'm rejoicing now in the result as if I have it, because I know for sure I'm going to have it. No, that's not the point. He loses focus. He even says he's not really. He says Tov Ma'at B'Yiras Hashem. He's at the point where, even though that's what he wants, in reality, that's not the focus. What's the focus is one thing. I'm enjoying the state of anticipation of through the reliance on Hashem. He talks, not that the joy is that now I'm confident I'm going to get what I want. Here I am. I want Oish of a Kovod. And I'm waiting for it. I'm hoping and I'm waiting for it. And what am I so happy about? What's the tzaddikim simcha? I'm happy about the fact that I have reached a level. He uses two lashonos. He says, one, he's misangin alho avoido, asher yavdu nesodikim b'techeles, that I'm serving Hashem with this techeles. I'm doing this techeles. I am constantly awaiting Hashem's help. That's the greatest joy to me. And the other thing he expresses it, he says, I'm happy all the time because I've reached that level where I can keep hoping and keep awaiting for Hashem's help, and that's the greatest simcha. So it seems that there's a level of simcha to the person who wants something out of life. I do want the Oish of a Kovod. I want it. I'm waiting for it. But I get so lost and so caught up in that state of being of I'm completely waiting for Hashem. I'm completely focused. It has nothing to do with me. And I have simcha that I'm able to reach that level. And I have simcha that my level of avodas Hashem now has been elevated to such a point where I'm awaiting something. But I'm completely almost, it becomes, what I'm awaiting becomes irrelevant because of the fact that I have such a positive and strong connection in the realization that what I'm waiting for is Rachmi Dishmaya, and it has nothing to do with me. So I think that this is an interesting benefit that we should really be aware of. That this benefit, it seems, is not dependent upon the confidence that for sure I'll have it. I lost that focus. In fact, the the normal understanding of Toelechs and Tikva are words of hope and maintaining the awaiting rather than the confidence like bitochon in the sureness that I'm going to achieve. It's not that sense that for sure. It's not that the yoge libi bishua secho that I know for sure I'm going to get it. I'm rejoicing already in the Yeshua. So it seems that even if a person can't reach a level where he's on such a feel so confident that the end result is going to be, there's mukim in the desire for all of the worldly desires that I have to be able to be so misameach just in the fact that I've been able to maintain that connection to Hashem, that anticipation to Hashem, that realization that it comes from Him and not from me, that sense of avoida, that sense of accomplishment that I've elevated myself to this level. That I have been able to set up this teicheles, that it's all to Elikim as opposed to myself and my koiches. That can give a person such simcha that it becomes irrelevant almost as to whether or not I get the thing, and he doesn't mind. In fact, he even says, the more that it delays, the more I enjoy it. I have more uyi gevalt. I'm in this wonderful matzav of avedas Hashem, of connecting to Hashem, of anticipating to Hashem. I'm anticipating the thing I want. I want the oishev kovod, but the oishev kovod desire gets lost. It's dwarfed by that connection that I've developed with Hashem and the good feeling that I feel about having that toicheles in Hashem as opposed to in my own business acumen or in my own capabilities or in my own strength. And that can be a source of simchas hachayim beyond the more than maybe, or certainly even if I'm not able to achieve right now, and the longer that it lasts, sometimes the more. I imagine that I want Yeshiva Kovet, but the longer that the Yeshiva Kovet eludes me, the more simcha that I have, because I have this level of connection. And I think that's the way the Radak learns the Pshat in the Pasuk, Kivo Yismach Libeinu Kivashem Kodshe Botochnu. That also, I think that someone pointed out to me that the simcha that I have is not from the result that I got, but from the shem kodesh b'tochnu, that it came through this connection, that it came through this relationship. Here is even without the result. So I think that even if a person doesn't find himself on the level of being able to be so confident in everything that he wants in life, and even if a person feels sometimes frustrated at not having achieved all of those things, if we were aware that there's a level of connection which could be so meaningful, which could be so fulfilling, which can bring such happiness, I think it would make the whole pursuit of everything in life so much easier, because I would have a better sense of appreciation of the process and how the process is an opportunity to really feel good about myself and to really achieve happiness.